you have to admire what we saw on March 9th. The crypto market showed just how resilient it can be, even with all that pressure coming from outside.
That's exactly right. Even while traditional energy markets were dealing with this uncertainty and surging oil prices, the digital asset space just kept moving forward.
Buyers weren't backing down near those critical technical levels either. It really shows that crypto sentiment is totally diverging from those broader macroeconomic headwinds right now.
So today we're going to break down exactly what's driving these price predictions and market behaviors across major assets like BTC, ETH, and those large-cap altcoins during this volatile time.
And let's be honest, Bitcoin has been the main focus for everyone from huge institutions right down to regular retail investors.
According to our latest analysis, BTC is right up against that critical psychological level, around $69,500.
Technically speaking, this spot is known as an overhead resistance level, where we've seen a lot of that selling pressure before concentrating there.
The sheer fact that buyers are pushing against that wall, despite the headwinds, really speaks volumes about where things stand.
You see, surging oil prices often signal inflationary pressure. That can weaken fiat currencies, which theoretically makes risk assets like Bitcoin way more attractive as a hedge.
That said, the immediate impact on crypto markets isn't always straightforward and can be quite mixed.
But look at this. The current ability of BTC to just hold its ground near $69,500 tells us that market participants are actually absorbing that energy sector volatility without panicking.
To really understand where Bitcoin is heading, we have to look beyond just the blockchain and start examining those traditional finance indicators.
We're talking about how the S&P 500 and the U.S. dollar index are key players here.
The dollar index plays a crucial role alongside them, really setting the tone for how crypto markets react.
Generally, you know how it goes. When the dollar strengthens a lot, tech assets often face headwinds because of those yield opportunities available in bonds.
Conversely, if oil prices rise while the dollar stays strong, we get this complex environment where risk-on and risk-off sentiments are just clashing.
But what's interesting right now? The market action suggests crypto buyers are actually way more confident than these traditional indicators would imply.
This divergence implies something important. Investors seem to be pricing in a future where energy costs stabilize without causing a systemic crisis for our digital assets.
Bitcoin gets all the headlines, sure, but we can't forget that the broader market performance is just as important.
Ethereum, BNB, Solana, XRP. These large-cap altcoins are tracking closely right along with Bitcoin's movements.
Right now, all these assets are positioned near their own overhead resistance levels.
Ethereum usually moves in tandem with Bitcoin, but don't be surprised if it outperforms during specific cycles.
We're also seeing volume increase on high-performance chains like Solana and BNB, as traders look for some diversification beyond just holding BTC.
Then you have assets like XRP monitoring regulatory developments, while Doge, ADA, and BCH stay pretty sensitive to overall market sentiment.
And when those large-cap altcoins finally break their resistance levels, that often signals we're entering a broader bull run phase.
However, if they fail to clear these zones, prices might just stabilize before trying another move upward later on.
The current behavior tells us that smart money is holding back, waiting for confirmation of strength before committing larger capital.
The phrase "buyers were undeterred" tells us way more than just cold price data. It speaks directly to market psychology.
Usually, in a bearish environment, fear is what dominates the room.
When oil prices spike, there's often this narrative that the economy is slowing down or facing a recession.
And yet, capital continues to flow right into crypto assets regardless.
This resilience suggests a few distinct possibilities for where we might be heading.
First, there's institutional accumulation. Large funds might be accumulating positions quietly, knowing that dips in oil prices will eventually correct themselves.
Second, it shows retail confidence. Long-term holders aren't exiting. They're just waiting for the next catalyst to push prices higher.
Third, we have that inflation hedge narrative going. Investors are treating crypto as a store of value, even with all this traditional market turbulence.
As we look toward the rest of the week, traders really need to keep an eye on whether Bitcoin can sustainably clear that $69,500 zone.
A decisive breakout above this level could unlock massive further upside potential for the entire ecosystem.
Conversely, if we see rejection from this level, it might result in a cooldown before the next attempt.
The correlation between oil prices and crypto really remains a fascinating area of study for us all.
If energy costs continue to rise without causing a global recession, the narrative surrounding crypto as an inflation hedge could strengthen further.
This dynamic is going to likely influence the price predictions we make for the upcoming days.
To summarize, the market on March 9 was definitely defined by strength rather than fear.
With Bitcoin testing these critical levels, the whole sector is showing us it can maintain momentum even when traditional energy markets create all this uncertainty.
Investors are confident enough to hold positions despite those inflationary signals. This suggests a real maturation of the market's ability to withstand external shocks without capitulating.
The divergence between crypto performance and traditional macro indicators highlights that unique confidence we have in digital assets as a distinct asset class, separate from the immediate volatility of oil or bond yields.
Ultimately, the key takeaway for March 9 is simple. Buyer sentiment really outweighs fear.
Whether that's driven by institutional accumulation or a belief in the inflation hedge narrative, the capital flow remains robust.
The critical level to watch is definitely $69,500 for Bitcoin. Clearing it sustainably would validate the bullish thesis, despite the noise from traditional energy markets.
Failure to clear it could lead to some consolidation, but the underlying resilience suggests that the broader market structure remains intact.
Traders and investors should monitor the interaction between oil prices and crypto valuations closely, as this correlation will likely dictate the next phase of price action in the coming days.